What do you think?
I think we're dead meat. Real dead meat.
You're dead meat!
Go ahead and laugh, you guys. If I ever find a little basis of business, you're dead meat.
Welcome to the Dead Meat Podcast, an extension of the YouTube channel Dead Meat. I'm James A. Janice.
I'm Chelsea Rebecca, and we are boyfriend and girlfriend, and we like to get scared together.
Yeah. What are we doing today, Chels?
Today, we're going to see how well James knows his horror movie taglines.
Ooh, what's a tagline for anyone who might not know?
A tagline is basically the thing on the poster that... And you know what? How do you describe a tagline?
Is basically the thing on the poster that is like a marketing line.
Hey, it's what's bad is... Huh? So we're currently volunteering with an organization to teach... kids screenwriting.
Yeah, fifth graders.
We just had our lesson about taglines and we can't explain what they are. we should bring one of the kids on to explain it.
It was like a whole class on taglines. We came up with taglines. It's kind of what inspired this, to
yeah,
be honest.
It did. Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
It's basically so, you know, you go see a movie, got the poster. So Jaws 2
is... just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just a fun little marketing line. The best ones are clever and give you a hint of what the movie's going to be about.
Yeah, so I would say a lot of people's favorite horror tagline, which I did not put on here because everyone knows it. In space
no one can hear you scream. That's what I guess it was. Alien, for sure.
So that's... not on here, because that'd be too easy.
Okay, so what are the rules of this little game that
okay,
we're
Okay, here's the rules.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a tagline, and you have to guess whether it's real or fake. And if it's real, what movie it's from.
Okay, so there's two parts to each thing.
Yes.
How many taglines you got there, hon?
Too many. I'm not going to count. Enough.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, we're just jumping right in.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what else to say.
Let's do it. I was going to ask you if you had any favorites, but I'm afraid that they would show up on here, and then that's no fun.
It's hard for me to just remember taglines on the spot besides Alien. That's it.
I think another good one is Reanimator. Is Dr. Herbert West has a good head on his shoulders and another one on his desk.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Another one. I didn't use because obviously James knows who Dr. Herbert West is.
Just made a reference to him in my Saw 2 kill count, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because the key to one of the traps is attached to a syringe with like glowing green fluid inside.
Yep. All right. Ready?
Okay.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, it's real.
Yes, but do you remember what it's from?
I feel real dumb.
I don't blame you because I wouldn't have remembered what this is from either because it's referenced so much.
Yeah. Okay, how about we play this kind of like how we play this internal game that you and I often do.
Like 20 questions
it's
style?
It's kind of 20 questions
okay.
style. So,
okay. Okay. I'm going to limit you to a few questions so that this isn't 10 hours long.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give me a limit of 3.
Okay.
Okay. And it has to be yes or no questions.
Okay.
Did it come out in the 90s?
No.
Fuck. I should have been more specific with that. Shit. Did it come out in the 80s?
Yes.
Ooh.
Shit, I wish I had the years down on here. Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Is it Poltergeist?
No.
Okay, what is it?
The Fly.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
Right? It seems so broad.
Yeah.
You know, like so broadly referenced for a movie that I would say is a little cult.
It's very cult.
Was that early 80s?
I feel like that would be mid or late 80s.
Oh.
I feel like that's that. I don't think Goldblum was carrying movies in the early 80s.
Okay, fair.
I don't think so. I might be wrong. As big of a Goldblum fan as I am, I should know that. But okay. That's a, I'd say that's a well-referenced tagline. What do you think a better tagline for The Fly would be?
Oh, boy. Oh, wait, what is it called when you're doing, like, because it's like a fly, lunge or lift, like a press when you're
No, like flies. They're just called flies.
Yeah, something like that, because he's doing pull-ups and stuff in that movie.
Oh, okay, okay. Whatever his character name is, assume I'm saying that name.
Brundle.
Oh, you're right. Brundlefly. Okay. Yeah. Is he a doctor?
I think he is.
Okay, let's say...
How about, ooh, Dr. Brundle came up with this experiment on the fly.
Oh, nice. Because I was going to go like, Dr. Brundle can do 500 push-ups, 8,000 or 800 pull-ups, and one fly.
Ooh, I like that. Now I'm like, what's he a doctor? He's one of those weird, like a Herbert West. Like, is he a doctor,
hey,
though?
Herbert West is a doctor.
Does he have a doctorate for real?
He was a student.
I was going to say, because he moves into student housing, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You don't want to call.
These are the details I don't pay attention to. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
The man of your dreams is back.
Is this fake?
No.
This is real?
It's real.
Okay, so I got three questions to try to narrow it down. I mean, I just had. Oh, is this Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait a minute. So that's a good one. Man of Your Dreams, you know who you're talking about. Freddy Krueger is back. You got a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Because anything else in that movie, I don't know if you want to put in a tagline. It's like.
Yeah, there's bare asses in this. Come see it.
The Man of Your Dreams is back and ready to cruise.
Yeah, he's back and spanking butts in a shower.
Yeah.
Number three, he just wants to ask you a question.
I feel like this could be a fake one, but I'll say it's real.
No, it's fake.
It's fake. I made it up. Okay. Yeah. What movie could that be good for? I'd say Hatchet, probably.
It wouldn't actually be a tagline for this, but it'd be a funny one. The Shining.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On a t-shirt, maybe. Mm-hmm. Stanley Kubrick would not allow that anywhere near any of his posters for The Shining.
Someone would come up to Stanley Kubrick and pitch that tagline to him, and he would smack them in the face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally, he probably would.
Probably. All right. Man is the warmest place to hide.
Empire Strikes Back. No, that's Tauntauns. Tauntauns are the warmest place to hide. The Revenant. No, that's bears. Bears are the warmest place to hide. Man is the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And man.
It isn't Bennings.
Is the warmest place to hide.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The original, OG?
The John Carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
Remake,
I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, I was like, is there? Yeah, there was a...
The prequel, which is also named The Thing.
That's right.
Similarly to how this effing Halloween sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Is just gonna be called
I forgot
Halloween.
It was The Thing and The Thing, and now it's going to be Halloween and Halloween.
But at least The Thing. No, because The Thing's a prequel. It's not a remake. I think people thought it was a remake.
I mean, it basically is.
But it's not. You know, canonically, they both exist
right.
In the same universe. It just uses a lot of the same imagery. What a confusing thing. And it's just so annoying that this Halloween sequel is called Halloween. Why? There's three Halloweens now.
I know.
Because there's Carpenter, there's Zombie, and there's what, Green?
And Danny McBride.
Danny the McBride.
Don't say Danny DeVito. That's the one I want.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Oh man, that'd be I just thought a little bit about what that would be like if he was Michael Myers.
What if Danny DeVito was Michael Myers? It's hard for me to separate Danny DeVito from Frank Reynolds.
It's very difficult.
So I'm just imagining Michael Myers like all sweaty coming out of a leather couch and like lifting up his mask to put some eggs in, to eat some eggs. Okay. Any better catch taglines that we could come up with for The Thing? There's a dozen men at this research station, but one of them might not be.
How about it's a doggone scary movie?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of this film are the first 92.
Nice. I like this. So it's a movie that's 104 minutes long.
Do you think it's real or fake?
Oh, yeah. Real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real.
That would be, if you came up with that, I'd be like, where'd your mind go to?
Yeah, it's very specific.
It's a very weird
I was tagline. Looking at that one when I was trying to make up ones that would sound real enough.
Because mm-hmm.
some of these get so specific in really weird ways.
So my guess that I think is wrong, just because I don't think this movie's that long, is Last House on the Left?
No.
Okay.
That one, that tagline I did not include because that's a very famous one.
Yeah.
To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. I
got
my
three. In the right time period. I'll give you that.
So like late 70s, early 80s?
Yes.
Right? That's when that was? Late 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So three questions. Is it a slasher?
I'm going to say no. I think that'll push okay. you in the wrong direction.
That's fair. Is it... I mean, is it Jaws the first one?
No.
Okay. I don't know. What is it?
Suspiria.
The only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of Suspiria are the first 92
Oh, we just watched that.
We did.
Oh, I love Suspiria.
I know, it's so good. But yeah, oh. that last 12 minutes is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That movie has quite a finale.
Mm-hmm. What are some other taglines for Suspiria?
These are hard to come up with on the spot.
They are, but that...
What about just Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, like that song?
Oh, I thought you just came up with that.
No, that's no, a song. No, that's the song.
Okay, how about this? They're breaking the glass ceiling for terror.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it.
Hey, Suspiria remake, if you want that, you can have it for a dollar. Just
and then,
dollar.
Oh my gosh, and then they can have hashtag Suspiria is on point. Like, it's on point, but it's also on point shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There we go. We should get into marketing, dude.
I know. We're very good at it. I'm sure people who are in marketing school or do this are just, like, sad for us. All right. You'll never know what hurt you.
That's fake?
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah,
Damn it. I thought it was supposed to be a play on You'll Never Know What Hit You.
What's that from? Sandlot?
No, that's just a saying.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. It's not bad.
The next scream you hear may be your own.
Scream?
No.
Is it real?
Yep, it's
okay.
real.
Okay. Three questions. Was it made... prior to the 90s?
Yes.
Okay. The next scream you hear is here important to the movie?
No.
No? Okay. The next scream you hear may be your own. Is it like a grungy movie?
No.
It's not? Okay. Huh. Poltergeist?
No. You can't just...
I'm just
Poltergeist is there here.
Oh,
Poltergeist
fuck,
is not going to be anywhere on this
Damn it,
list.
Of course it's there here.
No,
I
this
think,
is
I think Poltergeist 2 is there back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is The Birds.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a generic... that's such a generic one.
I think the older you get mm-hmm. with some of these movies, the more generic they are.
Yeah, just because like movies were still kind of new.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, this saying
this
hasn't been
scary.
Used.
Yeah,
this is go see this scary movie. Let's come up with a better one though. Something maybe more specific for the birds.
Oh, okay. Birds of a feather scream together.
Ooh, nice. How about this summer? Crows aren't the only birds that fly in a murder.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
Meet the ghoul next door. I think I just made James spew.
I almost spewed coffee everywhere. Meet the ghoul next door. Oh my god. I mean, I'm guessing it's not the Ghoulies. Is it real?
No.
It's not real?
Just why you laughing made me laugh so hard. I thought you knew instantly it was super shitty. Just super.
I mean, it's super shitty, but there are real.
No, it's not. Okay, when I Googled, because I was like, this has to exist for a movie because it's so good. And I Googled Meet the Ghoul Next Door, and there's like a really random young adult book, I think, that's called Ghoul Next Door.
That sounds like a Goosebumps book, like little saying.
Yeah. I think Ghoulies is shit. It was either Ghoulies or Ghoulies 2. That's, they'll get you in the end.
Oh, I think that's Ghoulies and it's coming out of a toilet,
right? It's
coming
out of a toilet.
But I don't think that's in the movie at all. I've only seen the first Ghoulies.
I think that
Ghoulies.
Might be Ghoulies 2.
Okay. The first Ghoulies is not the fun movie that you'd think it would be. It's not a fun movie. Mm-hmm. It's not like a crazy,
not
silly Gremlins type thing. No, the Ghoulies are plenty. They're around, but it's like an occult movie.
I remember he had it on, and I was kind of half watching it, so I can't really.
Yeah, I had it on the TV, and it's like a little warlock guy summoning ghoulies and shit. There's like a real estate thing involved. It's dumb. Sorry if I offended any Ghoulies fans.
If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
Oh, is it Evil Dead? No. I know this one. Is it a movie I've covered?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, because this is so familiar. Is it a one-off that I covered, or is it part of a series?
It's a one-off.
It's a one-off. Okay, that really narrows it down, so it's not... I don't think it's The Mist. Is it Your Next?
Mm-mm.
Is it The Mist?
No.
Is it Trick or Treat?
No.
It's not The Thing. Oh, it's not The Living Dead.
No.
What the fuck other one-offs have I done? Oh, wait, I've done a bunch. Hold on. Is it?
I was worried. I'm like, wait, is this a one-off? Pretty sure it is.
It's not Belko. It's not President's Day. It's, what the? It has to be like the only remaining one-off movie I've done that I haven't named. What is it?
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas?
Black Christmas, starring Olivia Hussey, Keir Dulley, Margot Kidder, and starring John Saxon as Lieutenant Fuller. If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
That's got a remake.
Oh, I wasn't counting that.
That's fine, yeah. That's right. That's right. Again, not very specific.
Right.
Older movie.
It's just, this 74. Is a scary movie.
Yeah.
Let's make a tagline about how it's scary. You
but
know.
If they had made a tagline more specific to the film, what might it be?
No, that's too bad.
What?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with scare.
Yes, that's too bad. Oh, no, I can't think of one. On the first day, I got nothing. I think we're going to have to go with the scare stockings.
Yeah.
Sorry, Black Christmas. Or maybe just keep your own.
What does he say when he calls them on the phone? Is he just saying, like,
Billy?
And then he's just swearing at them, right?
Agnes! Yeah. He just says some shit, and then the remake's like, let's make those big deals.
Yeah. Right.
Billy! That's what he sounds like.
If this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
No.
Return of the Living Dead.
No.
Dawn of the Dead.
No.
Is it a zombie movie?
No. No. I'm going to say no. That'll throw you off.
Okay. Now I'm thrown off. Is it Idle Hands? It's not Idle Hands.
No.
Is it before the 90s?
Yes.
They're all before the 90s. Seems like. If this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. Have I covered it?
Mm-hmm.
What the
fuck? Well, we've covered it. So that narrows it down a lot.
Oh, is it Maximum Overdrive?
No.
I don't know, is it?
Phantasm.
Phantasm!
If this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
That's kind of... Oh, I see what you mean about, like... You didn't want to say it's
yeah,
a zombie
movie. Yeah, because at first yeah, I said no, but then
they're kind of zombies. They're kind of zombies. Jawas. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's safe to say that's not a zombie movie.
Yeah.
It's a surreal movie. I wish we had the time to watch the rest of them, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we will eventually.
Yeah. I would just love to, like, sit down for a day and watch the rest of the Phantasms, though.
Yeah.
What's a better one, though?
Okay, so I don't know what month or season this movie came out in, but I'm just going to say summer for the sake of my tagline.
Sure.
This summer, have a ball.
Oh, damn it. I was going to do something with balls, too. What about,
oh, yeah, you can't do balls.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Murder.
Wow, very it's not good. Good.
It's not good.
Good to the last drop.
That's Folgers.
It's Maxwell House Coffee.
Oh, it's Maxwell House. Oh, I guess Folgers is the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know what? That's actually, taglines are kind of movie slogans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a good, we should have led with that.
Yeah. Don't answer the phone. Don't open the door. Don't try to escape.
I thought it'd be, don't answer the phone. Don't open the door. Everybody do the dinosaur. Did it say don't try to escape?
Don't try to escape.
This isn't real.
It's real.
Oh, don't try to escape. This feels, is this made after the 90s?
No.
Shit. Don't try to escape. Why would you not? Why would you not try to escape this, whatever it is? Are these things specific to the movie, or is this just kind of a bullshit general one?
I would say specific.
Don't answer the phone, don't open the door, don't try to escape?
Yes. One of those three is very specific.
Is it a slasher?
Yes.
Before the 90s.
What? You said it wasn't made after the 90s. That's
okay.
What I said.
So it's in the 90s. Yeah. Okay, okay. Tease that one out of you. A 90s slasher. Oh, it's Scream.
It's Scream. Yeah.
Why don't you try to escape?
I don't know. I was wondering that too.
Get out of here, marketing.
Yep.
For Scream.
Bring a date if you don't mind her seeing you cry.
Well, I don't, so. Shows I'm a sensitive guy in touch with my feelings. I mean, this should be like for demons because that takes place in a movie theater, so that makes sense. Bring a date, is that, or is that just a general you're going to see a movie, or does it have to,
yeah,
okay, made before the 90s? There is hesitation here, so I'm guessing this was made in the 90s. 1990.
I can't say.
What? Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh. Bring a date if you're ready to... Toy Story 3.
No, baby, I made it up. It's fake.
Oh, shit.
I was going to see how long I could keep you thinking it was real. And then I...
But then you didn't want to lie about the year.
Yeah, it was hard for me to just run with that one. Mm-hmm. I
forget the real fake thing.
Yeah.
It's an aspect. I'll be better. I'll be better now.
I thought maybe you'd think it was an older, maybe like a 60s or 70s horror, you know?
Yeah.
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
Real.
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah!
Yeah! It just sounded like, it sounded right.
Yeah. That's, you know, weird because that, to me... I think I would have had a harder time guessing because it's so, you know, it's vague.
Yeah, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre is old.
That's, yeah.
74.
That's true.
You know? All right. If that's vague to you, what would be a better one? I'll go with an easy one. The Sawyer family wants to have you for dinner.
No, that's so good. I don't think I can top that one.
That's okay. I couldn't top the stockings are hung with scare.
I mean, that is cool. <It's... laughs> He's not Freddy. He's not Jason. He's real.
It's real.
Yes.
Okay. He's real. Brrr. He's not Freddy. He's not Jason. So obviously after those movies, is it late 80s?
No.
Okay. So it's 90s or later. Real. Who would you like? Oh, is it maybe Henry Portrait of a Serial
Killer? It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what movie kind of tries to portray itself as real?
It's real, yeah.
That's a grimy
movie. Based on a real serial killer.
Is it actually?
Or yeah.
Or did they just say that?
It's Henry Lee Lucas and Otis Toole.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that movie in college.
I did too.
I only remember the feeling I had watching it and not really the specifics.
Yeah.
It's gross
disgusting
movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a fun movie. That's one where I remember thinking, all right, I don't know if I need to see that one.
Like Last House?
Yeah, Last House on the Left. I don't need to see that one ever again.
I might rewatch it because there will be people at Texas Frightmare from it.
Oh my God. I don't even know if I could meet them.
It's not an enjoyable movie.
They're not fun. Those aren't fun villains. Like I want to meet, obviously, my boyfriend Freddy Krueger in real life because he's fun.
Yeah.
The Last House villains are
I don't think they're the
fun.
Villains. If it's any consolation, the parents are probably deceased at this point.
I don't know. We'd have to look.
Yeah. I don't know. There are some movies that are just like, more chores to watch.
They definitely crossed the line into being not fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
That one especially, when it gets like, this is too real.
Yeah, which doesn't mean that they're bad movies.
No, I just don't need to see it ever again.
Because like, there are certain movies that I haven't seen yet, like Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, that's one where I'm like, it's going to be too real.
Yeah. I feel like I need to see it just as
same,
far as...
Same,
you know, fulfilling that aspect of
but
our horror
suck.
Education. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
They're not all fun Freddy movies.
Nope. Fear is in the eye of the beheader.
Is that fake?
Yeah.
But it's a good one.
Isn't it?
I feel like it was too clever by half. That's why I knew it was fake.
Really? Because
yeah.
It was too good?
It was too good, baby.
Are you
baby.
Just saying that?
No, I'm not just saying that. You're so good.
Okay. The Game of Sweet Revenge.
It's not Last House on the Left. Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is it? Revenge what?
The Game of Sweet Revenge.
Does sweet have anything sweet-like particularly chosen for this movie? No? Because Candyman, this would be great for Candyman.
Yes, it would.
Right?
It would be.
Why are you laughing so much? What?
It's real, but it's not a movie.
What the fuck?
It's the tagline for the board game. Sorry.
God damn it. It'd be a great tagline for Candyman.
It would, yes.
Or I guess Candyman
or
2, where it gets into his origin story.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't think Candyman 1 deals with the whole how he was a wronged slave.
Yeah,
does it?
Oh, yeah, it does? They have a whole scene with like some academic guy explaining it.
I think in Candyman 2 you actually see flashbacks to it.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
The third dimension is terror.
Event Horizon?
No, but that'd be...
Is it real?
It's real, yeah.
Hellraiser? Is it a sci-fi horror?
No, I don't think so. I think you're thinking a little too intellectually about
the dimension
about
thing.
This one, yes.
Okay. The third dimension is terror? I don't know, what is it?
Jaws 3D.
Oh, fuck.
Jaws 3D. The third dimension is terror.
You're like Event Horizon. It's like, oh, yeah, he's thinking way too hard.
Yeah. Fucking Jaws 3D.
Terror has no shape.
Fake?
Nope, it's real.
Terror has no shape. The only thing coming to my mind is the fucking Pokemon Ditto. Which I would watch. I would watch a horror movie with Ditto killing people.
I mean,
isn't that the thing?
What would that movie be?
Oh, The Blob.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Blob. Terror has no shape.
Hey, Ditto. Yeah. I hope The Blob's just Ditto.
Oh, Ditto's maybe my favorite. He's so cute.
He's pretty cute.
He's really cute.
But like, can you ever really know if he's Ditto?
I mean, everything he turns into has that stupid face.
Oh, that's right. So, I forgot that was like a fucking characteristic.
That's why he's so cute. I love
it. It's just two dots and a little line, right? Like,
yeah. No one else likes Ditto. I'll take Ditto.
All right.
I love him.
We,
what type is he? If I So I could be a, what kind of Pokemon trainer?
I think he's a normal.
Oh.
Which is boring.
I'd be a normal trainer.
That sucks.
That's not a thing. I feel like they're all grass and fire and magic.
No, there's normal ones.
What's the other normal ones?
Meowth.
Oh, I like Meowth too. I'll be
a
normal.
You're a normie.
Oh, that's no fun.
I think they're normal.
Because there's some like poison type.
I'm going off of,
type.
By the way, I'm going off of my experience with Pokemon, which was mostly red, blue, yellow, a little bit of gold, silver, and that's the extent of it. I'm sure retroactively, because they introduced more classes of Pokemon, I'm sure retroactively these Pokemon, Ditto, Meowth, etc., got labeled as
something. Draw a fan art of me as a Pokemon trainer with Ditto and Meowth.
Any others that you like for them to include if someone's
Gengar.
Gonna... You like Gengar?
I love
He's
Gengar.
Not normal. He's psychic.
He's psychic.
Gengar!
Gengar!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Gengar more than his other two forms?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just do.
Yeah. Sure. Because it's ghastly and...
Ghastly!
Ghastly!
And...
Haunter?
Yeah. I don't even know what he sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know. I like him. He looks cool.
Yeah.
But Gengar's got
but
legs.
But Gengar, yeah, he's got little stubby arms and legs. All right. Oh my God, where the fuck was I? Okay.
You were on the Pokemon one?
Oh, that's right. Some secrets are too big to keep hidden.
Hmm. It's real.
Yes.
Some secrets are too big to keep hidden. Is it made before the 90s?
No.
Okay, so it's either 90s or after. Secrets. Secrets, secrets.
Secrets, secrets.
Under my skin. okay. Give me a hint.
Your hint is it's not a horror movie.
What? Is it a movie?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's fun.
fuck. Some secrets are too big to... Is it like the Santa Claus or some shit? Is it a holiday movie?
No.
Is it Indian in the Cupboard?
No. I feel like you're in the ballpark in terms of movies
like
that are like...
fantastical
yeah,
family?
They're just like, yeah, it's a family film.
E.T.?
No.
Oh, no, that's not 90s or later. I don't know. Jurassic Park?
No, it's the classic Shia LaBeouf film.
Holes? Digging up holes. Dig it.
All right.
Why would you do that?
Because it's fun.
Fucking holes. Why was... What were the secrets in holes?
It was something to do with the one kid's, like, grandma. There's, like, magical mysticism in it. There's like Madame Zeroni. Do you remember any of that?
No, I just remember.
There's magic in it. Here they grow again.
Real.
Yes.
Here they grow again. It's a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Grow. Oh, Gremlins 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gremlins 2, the new batch.
We haven't seen that yet.
No, I've only seen the first one.
I've only seen the first one.
A lot of people like that second one.
Yeah, better. By many accounts, it's like a more fun movie. Maybe not necessarily better, but more fun. Because we did a commentary track on the first one.
Yeah, it was with Mono.
With Mono
from
Agapian.
Horny for Horror.
Yeah, from Horny for Horror. Great horror
Friend
podcast.
Friend of the pod.
Yes, yeah. Check them out. They're great.
I would say they're our sister podcast, but I don't think they know that. They're like our older sister podcast, mm-hmm. and we're like the little sister podcast who thinks that they're cool.
Yeah.
And wants to hang out with them.
Yeah.
But we're like kind of weird.
Hey, they're weird too.
That's true.
Their name is Horny for Horror.
That's true.
But they're wonderful people. And yeah, we watched that first Gremlins with Mono. And then didn't the Gremlins come up in a horny bowl? And I feel like Mono used a lot of the points that we get, that we like discussed.
Our riffs, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I like,
appreciated.
Nice.
We prepped him well for that horny bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
They do kind of a March Madness Sweet 16 style
it's
bracket.
The best. Here, let me sell you on Horny for Horror, because they do this and I'm so mad that we can't do it because they do it.
Yeah.
They do the horny bowl. They've done three now, I think.
Yeah, they're about to do another one.
Yeah, and they just have a whole bunch of horror characters in a bowl, and they draw 16 of them, I think.
Yeah.
They draw enough for a bracket, either 16 or 32.
I think if they used 16, yeah.
Yeah.
Because 32 would be insane.
Yeah, and then they, like, go through and they do the matchup. So it's like, this horror character against this one.
But not in terms of like who would beat who. It's like who would you rather fuck.
Yeah, and it's kind of nebulous. Sometimes it's who would you rather fuck, and sometimes it's just who you like more.
Yeah, often it turns into who would you rather be in a stable domestic relationship with.
Yeah, it's never who would kill the other one, because that's boring. But so they've had some great matchups. They include things from Pennywise to the vending machine in Maximum Overdrive.
That's right. He was a contender in the last Horny Bowl, I think.
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend if you want to get started on Horny for Horror, because it's also a great way. They discuss a lot of movies I haven't seen yet, and it's like, now I have a good idea of what those movies are about.
Yeah.
So there's our Horny for Horror plug.
Yes.
Listen to them after you're done listening to us.
Yes. Escape or Die Frying.
That's fake.
That's real.
Is it a horror movie, Chelsea?
No.
Is it a game?
No.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Escape or Die Frying? Yeah. Is it Food Fight?
No.
Is it Sausage Party?
No.
Is it food-based?
Yeah.
Is it... Why are you laughing so much?
Because I like doing this to you.
Is it a Pixar movie?
No.
Escape or Die Frying? I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, is it...
You got this.
Meatballs? Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? No. Oh, the disappointment in your eyes.
I thought you had it.
I don't. What is it?
It's Chicken Run.
Oh. That
Which
movie.
I've heard on rewatch is good.
Really?
Like, as an adult. Because as a kid, I was like, yeah, sure, it's Chicken Run. But I've heard watching it as a grown-up, it's very good.
Is that stop motion?
Yeah, it's the studio that does Wallace and Gromit.
I was going to say, I always confuse it for Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
So, same studio, but not part of the Wallace and Gromit cinematic universe.
I don't think so. No, I think Wallace and Gromit are in their own universe with that scary penguin.
Mm.
He should be a Horny Bowl contestant. He's scary. He should. All right.
All right.
Don't let hunger happen to you.
Snickers?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I really thought I would trick you with that one.
No.
It sounds like a horror tagline.
It does.
It like what could it be for?
Don't let
hunger happen to you. I was thinking maybe like American Werewolf in London or something.
That's not bad. What if it's though, like what if it's
thinner?
Is there a movie about the Donner Party? Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah. Is there a movie at the Donner Party?
I think Cannibal the Musical.
Oh, is that what it...
I think it's based on that. Oh. Cannibal the Musical is Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
That's right. I feel
I've
like I watched that a long ass
oh,
time
really?
Ago.
I think I've seen clips. Because that was like their first
I was going to say,
ever.
That's an old one that I would have watched like at a friend's place. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's pre-South Park.
It. That and fucking... What's the other one they did? The sports one.
Oh, basketball?
Basketball, yeah.
That was like mid South Park, or like right after South Park started, I think.
Mm-hmm. I just associate these with movies that are on at my friend's house that we're half paying attention to.
Yeah.
Ready for the last one?
Oh, it's the last one?
I know.
Okay.
I wasn't sure how long these would each take, but now I'm sad I didn't come up with
more.
Yeah,
we're kind of blown through them.
Check in, unpack, relax, take a shower.
Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
Take a shower. Oh, Psycho. Psycho 2. Psycho 3. Psycho 4. The Psycho remake.
Yeah, baby.
I got you and your Psycho
it's
remake.
It's our favorite movie.
No, it's not. It's nobody's favorite movie. It is absolutely zero people's favorite movie. The Psycho remake starring Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Starring like a pre-old school Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Which I feel like was maybe his... breakout comedy
old
role
school?
Oh Swingers
I think Swingers was before old school, so
the Swingers was like before everything he did, right?
Yeah,
before Lost World, which
oh
he's
my
in
God.
Don't forget.
Yep.
Okay, that's fun.
Oh, are you sad I don't have more?
Yeah, I want more.
I wish I could look some up.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I got a fucking case cabinet full of Blu-rays over here. What if I quiz you on some?
You can quiz me on some.
I mean, now it'll be
I'll
kind
have
of,
to like close my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be kind of obvious because you'll know that like
it's one of your
I
movies.
Own. But I own like 150 and I feel
yeah,
like you
pick
don't know
some.
Them all.
We'll
okay,
see if
okay.
I can guess them.
All right. Okay.
But I'll know they're real at least.
Well, will you though? Okay. I'm gonna show the camera, but you keep your eyes closed.
Okay, but also it sucks because people listening are.
Don't worry. This is just a bonus. The showing the camera is just a bonus thing. You're not missing.
Well, Ben, if you're listening, you're playing along with me.
There you go. It never forgives. It never forgets. You can ask for hints.
It never forgives. It never forgets. Is it a 2000s movie?
I think so. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Is the central thing an object?
I've never seen this movie.
Whoa, okay.
But I don't think the central thing is an object.
No, okay, so what? Never mind. What? I was going to guess Ouija.
No, it's not Ouija. But I would say it's probably in the same, they'd be in the same subgenre. Maybe? I don't know. I've never seen Ouija either.
Is it a slasher?
No. Get one more question.
Is it ghosts?
I think so. I think it's ghost-ish. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I never... Dude, I don't know.
Any shots in the dark?
Is...
It stars a beloved 90s actress.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yes. How'd you know that?
I just assume horror movie... Beloved 90s actress, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Shit. Okay, well, all I can think of is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Not that.
But we've seen that.
Yep.
Oh, God, what else was she in? Shit.
The Grudge.
The Grudge.
Yeah. Never seen it.
I have my eyes now.
Yeah. I've never seen it. Have you seen that?
No.
Some people say it's scary.
Yeah, that's why I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Because I think a thing for me, it's probably because... And maybe you can empathize with this. I grew up, I was a teenager in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts and shit scare me.
Yeah.
Like, The Ring scared me. And I had a TV in my room. And that I just, watching that, I had trouble falling asleep with that TV being in there, Mm-hmm. And I think just, Japanese adaptations where it's, pale and dark, long hair.
Yeah.
And little kids. It's, Yeah, I haven't seen... So it, okay, The Grudge, it never, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
I just, in my head, was imagining an object that, doesn't forgive and forget.
Yeah, so. You know what? I think it wasn't until right now that I realized that The Grudge is, a grudge.
Yeah, it's
a
curse.
Yeah, I've heard the word, or the movie title, The Grudge, so long and so much that that's all it is to me is a movie title. But no, a grudge is a thing you hold.
Yeah.
Against someone. Okay. Got your eyes closed?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one's probably easy, but this one is the comedy that gives horror films the backhand.
The comedy that gives horror... Scary Movie?
It's not Scary Movie.
Is it a parody?
It's not a parody. You've never seen it.
Idle Hands?
It is Idle Hands.
The comedy that dares to give scary movies...
Hey, look at me! I'm in the face!
The backhand.
I won tickets to see it when it came out. I believe it came out in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I won tickets off the radio, 89X, to see it. I was 9 or 10 years old to go see it. And my dad took me to this advanced screening, and we saw it in theaters. Definitely a big old boob in there getting felt up. But I was already watching horror movies by that age, so nothing really new to me. But I'll just always remember getting an advanced screen and getting, free... We got the soundtrack for free. We got, a T-shirt and shit. Yeah. So I hope the movie holds up.
I don't know if it does.
Seth Green's in it.
I think that's supposed to be a really bad one.
No.
Idle Hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
You
it's got
watch it.
It's got Vivica A. Fox. It's got Jessica Alba. Well, it's got Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa. Every name you say is just 90s.
It's got the guy who ended up playing Foggy. I think it's that guy.
Oh, it probably ended. Yeah, because he was that's a 90s movie.
Yeah, it's a 90s movie.
I'd watch it.
Okay. All right. Let's do another one. Okay. This one is... Close your eyes for a second and sleep forever.
I mean, I know it's not Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nope.
Close your eyes for a second and sleep forever. Is it another foreign adaptation?
It is not.
Okay.
I'm wondering how familiar you are with this title.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Is it like a late 90s, early 2000s?
No. Not
earlier?
Yes.
Is a Slumber Party Massacre?
Wow, it is!
One thing's for sure, no one's getting any sleep the night of the Slumber Party Massacre. Close your eyes for a second and sleep forever.
Because yeah, I always think you're like, okay, it might not be as familiar.
Yeah.
I know it's something you have on your shelf, so that narrowed it down.
Oh, okay, sure.
And it was earlier, and I was like, okay, sleep. Slumber Party.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. That movie, the rare early slasher, I don't know how early, mid-80s probably, written and directed by women.
That's right. Yeah, and we talked about that one before.
It's kind of like a parody of horror movies, or at least was intended to be, and then I believe it was shot, I think, more straight, so it's kind of got a mixed tone to it. And then the sequels, I believe, are more straightforward horror comedies, but... It's interesting, because I know that it's still got, like, just tons of gratuitous nudity in it, and yet it was written and directed by women, so it's like, is this exploitive or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to watch it and find out.
Yeah, I would like to watch that one.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. You want one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, one more.
I don't want this one to be too short.
Yeah.
Because we're going to Texas Frightmare in, what, a week and a half, pretty much?
Yes. A week.
A
at
week,
this point.
Yeah.
Or, yeah,
so
a week and a half.
That's
yeah.
why we were like, all right, what can we do the week before we leave?
That you don't have to die doing research.
I don't have to research.
Yeah. But we will. Well, this comes out next week. We also had to plan an episode to come out right after Texas Frightmare.
Yeah.
And that one, I think, will make people happy.
Yes.
Can we prime people for it?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so basically, what happened is we're leaving for Texas Frightmare in a week, pretty much. And we had to come up with this episode and an episode that would come out literally right after we get back from the convention. So I'm not going to have a ton of time to edit either of these. So we figured, okay, movie reviews are pretty easy for me to edit and for us to record. So we're going to do Final Destination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just that's my mea culpa for the replacing it with Saw. Hopefully it'll appease the Final Destination nuts. Because they're like, then do it after Saw. And I can't. I already have my schedule laid out for the year. I made room for Saw. I can't fit Final Destination. And I'm sorry. It'll be okay. We'll review that first one, which you've never seen.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay. You can say you have. There's plenty of classics I haven't
seen. It's one of those where I was too young to see it when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And have had no reason since to watch it.
So you've never seen any Final Destination?
I've randomly seen the...
Oh, what, the roller coaster
one? Yeah, whichever one starts when they're on the roller coaster at Universal.
Oh.
In Florida.
Oh, it specifically takes place in
the
park?
It's on the Hulk coaster. I don't think it takes place in the park, but that's the roller coaster they're
using. Yeah, I thought it would just be a generic theme park.
I think it is, but I think they filmed there.
I see.
And it's... The Hulk coaster in
That's
Florida.
Funny.
And I, for many years, assumed that was the original.
Oh.
So I remember talking about Final Destination and thinking like, oh yeah, I remember the beginning with like the roller coaster. That's not the first one.
No. It takes a while for them to get to a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I think it's not the first
two.
It's
like three or four.
It's three or four, yeah. Okay, one more. I got it picked out. All right, ready?
Oh, you do?
Yep. All right. Nope, that's too easy. Sorry. A Mother's Love is Forever.
Oh, Serial Mom?
No, but I appreciate the shout out to Serial Mom.
Oh, am I still guessing that one?
You can while I pick another one.
Is this Psycho?
Nope. Think more. It's more straightforward than that. It's more literal.
Good night, Mommy. Mama?
Yeah, Mama. Okay, this one might be obvious, but Their Thoughts Can Kill.
Their Thoughts Can Kill.
Yeah.
Their Thoughts Can Kill.
Their Thoughts Can Kill.
Puppet Master?
No. Their thoughts can't kill. They gotta use tools and shit and leeches.
So what? Is it like ESP?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something with a they.
Mm-hmm.
What
you can open
it?
Your eyes. Their Thoughts Can Kill. It's a movie I haven't seen. It's a blind spot for me. It's by an acclaimed director, or at least a prominent director.
De Palma?
No.
John Carpenter.
No.
Less acclaimed?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I feel like this guy has a pretty decent reputation, but he's gross.
Cronenberg?
Yeah.
Scanners?
Scanners.
Okay.
The Mind Force. Scanners. Their thoughts can kill.
Have you seen Scanners?
Yeah, I've seen Scanners.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I just know the gif.
The
guy's head blowed up.
Yeah.
That's Scanners.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Those are movies.
We
that
did
I own.
It.
Yeah.
I hope that was a fun episode. It was a little bit like we're scrambling for this next convention.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I think I want to do an episode about the history of horror makeup.
Ooh.
And movie makeup. We might have a guest for that one if we can finagle it.
We'll start broadening the scope of this podcast as soon as we can. Same thing with the channel. It's just we got to get the time to do it.
It's because these few weeks have been sandwiched between Monster Palooza and Texas Frightmare.
Yeah.
It's been so busy.
Yeah.
So busy.
But I think we're getting a grasp on things, getting some stable footing under our underground.
Yeah, if you have, you know, any suggestions.
Yeah, please feel free.
We love suggestions because I've already gotten a few where I've gotten some repeats. So that helps me know, okay, people will be happy if I do this as
like
an episode. People wanting us to talk about tropes.
Okay.
And especially stuff like Final Girl.
Yeah. I would love to do an episode about what we consider horror movies that changed the genre. So whether that's Halloween or Scream or Saw or Paranormal Activity, horror movies that came out and then just had a glut of imitators after them and kind of like defined the subsequent few years of the genre.
So not even, you know, horror movies that everyone necessarily thinks are great. It's just they came out and were so popular at that time that everyone started making movies that were like those.
I guess The Ring might be like a mini version of that because it kind of spawned
its
own.
I think it kicked off definitely a trend of us remaking Japanese horror films.
Yeah. The only one I can think of is The Grudge, but I think
The
there were
Eye,
more.
I think, is one.
Oh. But yeah, so we have ideas like that, but that takes a little bit of research, a little bit of time, so we'll get to them.
Mm-hmm.
But please feel free to leave suggestions.
Yeah, so next will be Final Destination. After that, I'm hoping we can do a research one.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we'll keep
maybe
doing
that one can be horror films that like defined eras.
Sure.
Because that's a little bit less heavy lifting than, say, the Saw one where I had to go back and just go through like academic shit.
Is that the most research you've had to do so far? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good episode, babe.
Because that one, you get back into stuff that's so old that I had to cross-check it with a bunch of stuff to make sure I'm not just like saying stuff that isn't true.
Yeah.
But, you know, horror films that defined a era, that is a little more subjective, and that I feel like it's easier to access contemporary works about those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do that.
Cool. And then I think every other episode, as we planned, is movie reviews.
Movie
so
review.
If there's a movie that you really want us to review, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
People have asked for Annabelle Creation because apparently it'll explain the first
will
one.
Will it, though?
I bet
probably,
it will.
I'm sure it does.
But hey, you know what? We wanted to review the first one on its own merits because for 3 years it existed by itself. So don't tell us we should have watched Creation before doing the review.
Yeah.
That movie's got to be its own movie. And boy, did it suck as its own movie. I'm not even going to get into it. I'll get mad again. So are we done here?
I think so.
It was a fun game.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a fun, light little game.
Good.
And this is something that you can play at home, too, with your friends.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do
fucking
it.
Do
Send
it.
Us your alternate taglines for movies that
and
we brought up. If you come up with better ones than we did.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ones we came up with were pretty good, I gotta say.
Yeah.
But challenge us in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah.
Be sure to rate us and review us on iTunes and any other podcasting app you use, but especially iTunes. Give us that 5-star rating. You can follow Dead Meat on social media at Dead Meat James. That stuff's fun. Chelsea?
You can follow me at Carebeck, that's CAREBECC on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want merchandise, we have deadmeatstore.com.
That's right. We also have deadmeatpod@gmail.com is our email address for this venture.
Yeah.
So feel free to hit us up with suggestions there if you don't want to like leave a comment or if you're listening to this on an app that isn't conducive to leaving comments. Is that it? Is that pretty much it? All right.
So.
Cool. I hope you guys had fun. I had fun.
Good.
It was nice.
We'll see you next week with Final Destination.
That's right. Until then, I'm James.
I'm Chelsea.
And this has been the Dead Meat Podcast.